proclaimed the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. With me in studio, we have Mrs. Michelle Burton with us. Welcome to the studio, Michelle.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Well, Michelle, on our last program, we got to know you a little bit about your background. But Michelle, you have recently written a book called Seasons of Change on the Story of Ruth. It's a great book. I've been able to read it myself. And I would say, first of all, you're a very good writer.
Well, thank you. Praise the Lord.
So, Michelle, tell us a little bit. You've been working on this book for a while, but tell us how this process got started and why were you trying to write it?
Well, the Lord really started speaking to my own heart through the book of Ruth during my later years of college and just started to have some thoughts just sticking in my mind and really changing my own life about how God worked in Ruth's life and how that paralleled to my own life. And right after my husband and I got married, we moved to Utah, and I really believed that the Lord was leading me to write a book about the things he was teaching me through the book of Ruth and to do a study on that. And so I started studying deeper and writing, and really the first and biggest lesson that the Lord had taught me through Ruth that kind of started it all was from Ruth 2:23, and Ruth kept fast by the maidens of Boaz through the end of barley harvest and of wheat harvest and dwelt with her mother-in-law. And that seems like the most random verse in the entire book of Ruth, but what the Lord showed me through that was that Ruth had a season of waiting in her life, that she didn't know how God was going to work in her situation where she was a widow and a foreigner and an outcast in the country that she was in. But she had chosen to follow Naomi, and in choosing to follow Naomi, she had chosen to follow the true God of Israel. And through that season, though, she was just being faithful. She was just being faithful to the little things that God had called her to do, to gleaning, and she was just dwelling with the person that God had given her to dwell with, her mother-in-law, which wasn't her original intention, probably. She probably originally intended to dwell with her husband the rest of her life, but her first husband had died, and so she was just faithful in that season, even though it was a big change from what she had probably originally imagined for her life. And the Lord really used that to speak to me in my own life, to be content where he's put me, to be faithful to the tasks that he's called me to do, and to be content and live peaceably with the people that he's called me to live with. So that was kind of the starting point, and I just continued to go verse by verse through Ruth. And as I was writing, we had just moved to Utah, and the ladies at our church had a Wednesday morning Bible study every week. And we would go through a different Bible study book every semester and just kind of study through it and have discussion time at the end. And as I was writing, that was kind of my vision, was for it to be something that could be used in that setting where we could go through a chapter and there would be discussion questions at the end to help kind of facilitate the ladies to be able to work it into their own lives and to apply it to their lives. But I also wrote it in a way that it could just be read by an individual, that it's just a chapter with questions at the end for your own personal reflection, just to be able to apply the scripture to your own life. And I shared some personal stories from my own life as well, kind of to give a starting point as to how this could possibly apply to modern day life.
Well, this is great. We're talking with Michelle Burton, who wrote Seasons of Change, the book of Ruth. And I tell you what, this is a great book. I would encourage people to get it. But Michelle, what is a way that someone could obtain a copy of this book?
You can find me at my website at michelleelaineburton.com, and you can also find the book on amazon.com. It's Seasons of Change, God's Faithfulness in the Life of Ruth.
All right, very good. Well, Michelle, we're going to have you come back again. We're going to go a little bit more in depth about your book and some great lessons we can learn from the book of Ruth itself, and we invite our listeners to be back with us next time. And so with that, we invite you, if you'd like to hear this program again, simply go to our website at ibjm.org. May the Lord bless you.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.